The tongue, the tip, the tip of the tongue. The tongue, the tip, the teeth, the lips. The lips,
tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips.
The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips.
The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips.
The tip of the tip of the tongue, the teeth. The tip of the tongue,
the teeth, the lips.
The lips.
The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips.
The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth. The lips, the tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips. The tip of the tongue, the teeth, the lips.
Yep. Okay, let's.
Welcome to Podcast of Strangers. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Podcast with Strangers. I am running on no sleep today and a 5-hour energy and a hot chocolate that was a little too chocolatey. How about you, Sheridan?
I am running on a hot chocolate that was a little too chocolatey and some hash browns and vitamins.
You gave me hash browns.
I did.
Hash browns are really good, guys. You should try hash browns if you haven't. They make them at McDonald's.
Right, but these weren't made at McDonald's.
Yeah, they were made at Sheridan's house. We're downtown here. This is our original spot where the first ever podcast with strangers happened. Oh, the memories. The unfocused cameras.
The learning opportunities.
The learning opportunities on both of our parts. We're here during one of the noisiest times for some reason.
Because it's downtown. Thursday. It's always noisy.
How was your weekend?
It was quite busy.
Yeah.
With homework.
Me too.
That's all I did.
Max, Max is our technical director. How's your weekend?
It was good.
Max said his weekend was pretty good.
I went to Montreal.
Why don't you tell us these things?
Max has a secret life.
You went to Montreal over the weekend? How? When?
Driving.
Driving?
When did you get the time?
I find it.
Okay.
He prioritizes things.
Max is a very spontaneous guy. He just does things without telling us, and then he tells us like a month later. Anyways, okay, we're here downtown, and we are talking to strangers today about toxic relationships, which is a big one that you guys wanted when we posted on Instagram and asked you guys to give us suggestions of what you want to talk about. And I want to take a quick moment to talk about an answer that we got for a question that I did not put on our social media. For the question we asked our followers about why people continue to stay in toxic relationships even after like realizing that it's toxic. Because some people do that. Like,
yeah,
they are well aware that it's a toxic relationship. They still choose to stay in the relationship, whether it be a friendship or, you know, a romantic relationship. And my friend Angela grilled me one because I didn't put her answer in and I put all the depressing ones in. And she
what
said
was her answer?
Her answer was because they're insecure and they're scared. Insecure because what if that person, or what if there will never be another person that likes them? So they might as well just stay in the toxic.
Yeah, they're worried about.
And that's what they're scared about. They're scared about ending this relationship and not being able to find a new one. Which is a really good answer that I did not put in, and I wanted to give her recognition for that, because it honestly is why people stay in toxic relationships. It's because they're
scared. In some circumstances. I think the other answers were also really applicable.
Yeah, they were, except for the one where it's like really sad. Like, there's one that's like, I like being hurt by girls or something.
No, I think that can also be true to some people.
I feel like that's so sad, though.
Yeah, but I feel like that's sometimes people's answers. Like, you can't, that's the thing like about today's episode we're going to learn, is that like, each situation is going to be different. Sometimes it's relationships, sometimes it's friendship, sometimes it's like with work or with a certain like situation.
Yeah.
I don't know why I always have to clear my throat whenever we start recording.
But yeah, so hopefully today we learn a bit more about that, because I'm still learning too. Okay, let's get into today's episode. That was a really wild start to our podcast episode. How did you do anything with Ethan?
Why is this always a topic?
Because I don't have a relationship and I'm interested in yours.
Okay. This weekend? I don't think I know. I was literally just drowning in group assignments.
It's a freaking cute dog.
Oh my god. Look at the way it's walking.
I know. It's fucking adorable. Okay, anyways, let's get into today's episode. What the hell was that? That's not even a part of the song. Cue the intro now. Go. after much time asking strangers to be on our podcast today, it has literally been 42 minutes, and we have found our first guest, whose name is Victoria.
Hello.
Victoria, how are you today? Everyone clap for Victoria for finally someone agreeing. How are you today, Victoria?
I'm good.
How's your day going? Just started?
It just started. I was kind of looking for Halloween stuff, so.
Oh, Halloween costumes and stuff?
Just one thing for my costume, and I couldn't find it.
What are you going to be for Halloween?
Wanda from WandaVision.
We're all Marvel fans.
Okay,
here.
Cool.
I was literally just talking about her, too.
Which Wanda are you going to be?
The Halloween episode Wanda. Oh,
that's awesome. All right, now let's switch to a completely different topic.
Okay.
Today we're asking our guest, have you ever found yourself in a toxic relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't have to be romantically. It can be a friendship with a peer, or it can be with like school or work, your body image, your personal image. Have you ever found yourself in a toxic relationship?
Yeah, I actually just got out of one, friendship-wise. We've been friends for, I would say, 7 years. And she was very jealous of me. And she would always try to bring me down to make herself feel better. So, like, if I would dress nice, she would, and I would be like, oh, do you like my outfit? And she'd be like, no, you look terrible. Like, and it wasn't even as a joke. It was so, like
genuinely.
Yeah, and I would just get so insecure about it because this is my best friend, right? I care what she thinks. So, after the pandemic, I was like, forget it. You know, I have
how
to
recent?
Find
so,
people.
Just a couple months ago?
Yeah, not even like 5 months ago, I'd say.
How was that, saying goodbye for 7 years? Like,
it was hard because I tried really hard to keep the friendship going, and she just didn't like me, I guess.
So, 7 years of friendship.
Mm-hmm.
At one point, did you start to notice those toxic qualities and traits? And how long till you finally said time's up?
So, I guess the last one was right before the ending of grade 12. She kind of just, like, started this really bad rumor about me that I said terrible stuff, and it was hard because a lot of people were on her side, and I was like, nobody believed me. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, if this is the, and then she apologized to me after, like, everybody turned against me. So I was like, well, you know what, I can't, like, if this is what you call friendship, then I can't be your friend anymore. So
are you in your first year right now?
This is my first year. Yes.
Okay, so you just got out of grade 12.
Yeah,
so recently. Yeah,
I kind of just left my toxic friends behind, and I just wanted
a bunch
to
or just friend. One
just one, but they all agreed with her, so I mean,
yeah,
I didn't really have
uh-huh
anybody to come here
so
with.
If you could go back and talk to your past self, and maybe people that are in similar situations, I literally 8 years of friendship and I cut them off, what would you give similar people in your situation? What advice would you give them?
I would tell them that even though you have history together and you have good moments together, the bad moments weigh a lot heavier, even on your mental health, because mm-hmm you're constantly thinking, like, what can I do to fix this friendship? But just don't be scared to venture out and meet new people, because there's better people out there
mm-hmm
who will not put you down just for being who you are.
How was the transition from having this close friends just for 7 years to maybe you had other friends, but I mean, letting go of that friend, did you lose other friends in the process? Was it hard finding a new friend? Like, because a lot of people would be scared. I mean,
yeah,
saying goodbye to 7 years, a lot of people stay in toxic relationships because they're scared that they won't find someone else.
Yeah,
right? They're scared of losing that person. So what would you, how was that? Was it a scary process?
It was kind of hard to, like, not have that person I can talk to every day. But it wasn't scary because I just got a new job at that time, and I met some really great people at my job, and they really, really helped me out mm-hmm just in, like, this bad state that I was. So I'm really grateful that I let go of her, because it allowed me to be more social to other people, expand. And that's another thing. She was jealous if I had other friends.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, okay, I don't have this person.
She's kind of, like, controlling
yeah
your life, kind of?
Exactly.
And in terms of letting her go, how did that process work out? Was it just, you just told her?
Kind
or did
of.
You just, like, kind of just like, okay, bye?
I kind of just told her I can't deal with this anymore. And I was like, you can text me if you really need me, because I will be here if you do. But I don't need you anymore. I'm starting university. I have to go on with my life. So I was like, just only how, I don't need to like.
Has she texted you since?
She did text me a couple times about a couple Marvel stuff, but it I was okay. like
that's important
about the Shang-Chi movie. I was like, yeah, mm-hmm. it was a good movie.
Did you watch it?
I did watch it.
I didn't watch it yet.
It's a really good movie. No. You should watch it.
I've been slacking on my Marvel stuff. Well, how's your friendship? I know you have your work colleagues now. Mm-hmm. Other than your work colleagues, have you made new university friends? Are you still getting into the groove of things?
I haven't really made any university friends. I made like a couple like acquaintances in class, but it's been kind of hard to talk to people.
Yeah, it gets easier over time. The benefit is that you have people in your program that are like-minded, right?
Mm-hmm.
In high school, it's like 200 people with 200 different,
yeah, exactly.
You know, like niches. But now you're in a place where I'm guessing everyone in your history class likes history. Unless it's like a mandatory course. But it'll slowly pick up. Trust me, it will slowly pick up. And yeah, anything else that you'd like to give, any advice you'd like to give someone that's in a toxic relationship, that's watching, that's in a similar situation?
Sure. This is for, do I look at the camera?
That camera right there.
Okay. So this is if you're in a romantic or platonic relationship, just don't be scared to let go, because it will take you not even a week to get over it, because you'll be like, wow, that heavy dark shadow that was behind me is finally gone. And then that will bring the opportunity for better people to come into your life, and you'll be so grateful that you didn't wait 20 more years to let them go. So just let it go. Have some coffee and let it go.
A big weight off your shoulder.
Yeah.
A big sense of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was amazing. That was the perfect first interview.
Thank you.
I think that was amazing. And I hope you... What's the last piece to your costume?
It was the pumpkin, like her candy bucket for the like the pumpkin one
mm-hmm.
that she holds for her kids.
Are you going to like a party?
No, I'm just going to be at home and watch scary movies.
That is so cute.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do that.
I'll be with my sister, though. I love my sister.
Ah, sister. That's nice. Yeah. Yes, that's good. Well, we hope you find your costume and you complete it. I'd like to see pictures.
I will post it on Instagram.
Okay, and I will follow you on Instagram.
Thank you.
And yeah, I hope everything goes well for you, and I'm happy that you've let go of that toxic relationship. And trust me, you're going to find way better people in your life.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed for sure. And I'm happy that you were able to take that big step. And yeah, I hope other people take that big step as well. Thank you, Victoria.
Thank you.
I will let you get to your class. You still have 20 minutes, so you can stop by and grab a coffee or something.
I have time.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Your name is Cassandra,
yes.
Correct? Yes, I glanced at it. Cassandra, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm glad you said yes. You're very charismatic when you said yes. We had a lot of no's today.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. It does.
I'm happy to.
But my producer and my technical director say the worst they can say is no.
True.
That's yeah. So I'm glad you said yes. And today we're asking our guests a question. And the question is, have you ever found yourself in a toxic relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even finish the question yet. And okay, let me just preface the next part just in case. It can be romantic. It can be a friendship. It can be family, or it can be school, work. Your personal self, body image, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But you already said, oh, yeah. So,
yes.
So you want to elaborate a bit?
Oh, well, mostly I would say friendships, mm-hmm. especially in high school.
Oh, yeah. That was 3 years ago for you.
3 years ago.
Not too long.
No.
Yeah.
Still in my mind, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But
so yeah. You want to elaborate a bit?
I feel like in high school, everybody's trying to, like, impress everybody else. So they just, like, act how, I guess, they want to be perceived. Which doesn't always come across the best way, because then they, like, treat their friends like shit in order to, like, I guess, seem like someone they aren't. So, I don't know, just lots of toxic energy in high school with friends.
Any, like, personal friends to you?
Yes.
And how long were you a part of those toxic relationships until you were just like, nah, fuck this.
Unfortunately, I'm very much the type of person who, like, gives chance after chance, because, like, I want to believe the best in people. So probably, like, a couple years, and then I was like, I don't have time for this anymore. So
is that why you stayed? Why did you stay as long as you stayed? Just because you wanted to give them another chance at it?
The benefit of the doubt, for sure.
And what did they do that was so, what toxic traits did they have that you were really like, not feeling it?
I would say, like, very, like, narcissistic. Like, they thought the whole world kind of revolved around them. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't, like, fit into that, they would just kind of just not be very nice. Like, not the way a friend should be. Mm-hmm. Like, personally for me, I would do, like, anything for my friends. And I would, like, totally put my neck out for them. But it just wasn't reciprocated, mm-hmm. for sure, mm-hmm. the way that they, like, treated me.
So that process of saying goodbye to them or just, like, leaving them, was it, like, a conversation or was it just, like, okay, I'm,
Well, I tried to make it, like, a conversation. Unfortunately, it was more like an argument. But then that just kind of solidified exactly my thoughts. Like, yeah, I don't really want this type of energy.
So you want to end it nicely, but then you're just like, you know what?
Yeah, like, I approached it more like, you know, like, I just don't really feel like our personalities are connecting on a friendship level anymore. I think it's better if we just kind of go our own ways. And then it turned into an argument, and I was like, yeah, I'm not going to change my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, were you kind of, like, scared to say goodbye to... Was this around COVID when you left high school?
No. That was 2019?
I don't even remember.
Something like that.
but that process, was it scary to say goodbye to them? Because, like, I feel like when you're leaving high school and going into this new environment, you kind of hold on to those friends in high school because you're like, oh, I don't know who I'm going to meet in university. Like, mm-hmm. even me, I held on to my friends in high school because I thought I'd never meet anyone. And then I met these guys. And I was like, okay, I can drop my toxic friends now. So yeah. was it a scary process to, like, kind of be like, you know what, I don't want to take part in this anymore?
A little bit. Because, like, nobody wants to, like, be alone, right? Yeah. But I just figured at that point in my life, I was ready to just, like, move forward. And I really didn't want, like, any negative energy mm-hmm. kind of in my little bubble. Because, I don't know, I just feel like I did a lot of work on myself and I needed people around me that kind of matched the energy that I wanted in my life. Mm-hmm. So to let go of that just kind of felt like a breath of fresh air.
A weight off your shoulders.
Yeah, which is terrible because, like, she's a good person, mm-hmm. but...
She. Right, so it's one person, okay?
Yes, one person. She's a good person. I just think that she kind of needs to do some work on herself as well, mm-hmm. which she'll come to realize eventually, but it's not really my place to, like... sit around and deal with the negative energy in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought there was a pigeon on my foot. So what advice do you have for people in similar situations that, you know, that aren't leaving high school, maybe are still in high school, still in that toxic relationship? Would you tell them to wait it out, keep giving them another chance like you did, or would you just say, don't leave?
I mean, that's tough. I would say probably, like, just realize for yourself what you deserve, because a lot of people think that they, like, that's how friendship should be, or even, like, romantic relationships, they think that that's, like, how it should be, when really it's, like, you deserve so much better. You just have to, like, realize that for yourself first. So I think that, like, if you realize that you deserve so much better, then just, like, don't waste your time.
Mm-hmm.
But I think until you get to that point, you're just going to continue to, like, put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think that's healthy?
No, not at all. But that's, I think, like, you got to get to that mindset first.
I know what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, is there any other toxic relationships you've been in other than friends that...
I mean, I would say probably, like, my first romantic relationship, but we were, like, 14. I don't even blame him for it because I feel like I was also toxic at that time.
Well, how grade were you in?
Grade 9.
Oh.
Yeah.
Does that really count? So I was a baby. Do you think it counts?
We dated for 2 years. So I would say it did count, but...
Because I feel like in the ninth grade, everyone was dating for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then, like, there was like, okay, moving on, next relationship.
I don't know. But I think also, like, if we were to meet now, he's not the type of person I would really be interested in anymore, which is, like, not a bad thing.
7 years have passed by.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Like, he's a good person, just, like, not for me. Yeah. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's watching this. Like,
oh, jeez.
So after leaving that toxic friend, have you made new friends? Have you found friends that are more, not more, actually less toxic?
Well, I hope so. Yeah. I mean, yes, for sure. When I came to university, I feel like I found people who were, like, very similar to my mindset and the way that, like, they just want to be surrounded by, like, good energy, no drama. So, yeah, I think that I started to realize, like, you know, mm-hmm. that just, like, makes my day better. And if I'm happy, I make other people around me happier as well. So it's just, like, a circle of more positive energy now, mm-hmm. for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's I'm just, it's hitting me. I'm like, wow. That is, yeah. Yeah, I'm just feeling it. It's very relatable. Well, thank you so much for sitting down and sharing with us about your toxic relationships and what you learned from them. And yeah, I hope you have a great day, and I hope you continue to have positive energy in your life, because you look like you're very happy and you're very positive. So yeah, thank you so much, Cass. People call you Cass?
Yeah.
Cass. I feel like I already know you. Cass.
Oh,
thank you so much, Cass.
Your name? I didn't
Matt.
Even think your name.
Oh, I should have. Yeah, no, I never. Matt.
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 And
Matt.
Your name's
Sheridan.
Sheridan.
Max.
Oh, nice to meet
Sheridan.
You guys.
Max. There we go. If you ever see us next Thursday walking down, say
I'll
hi.
I'll come by and say hi.
Guys, we literally cut and then we started talking more and it started flowing out. And it turns out that Cass is a writer and she writes poetry about her toxic relationships, among
yes.
other things, I'm guessing.
Yes.
Can you just plug? This is a free promotion.
Oh,
right here.
Absolutely.
I actually am going to go and purchase it.
Okay,
go
thanks.
For it.
Thanks. So my book, it's called Love Always. You can find it on my website, Cassandra Lubiana.
Okay, we're going to put it on the screen.
Yes.
Hopefully
and,
you spoke your last name out here.
Yeah, I did.
And it's legible.
And it's pretty much just mostly about my first romantic relationship and, like, navigating through that, kind of, like, the process of, like, falling in love at such a young age and, like, what it was like finally coming out of that and, like, seeing that I can experience that again. And that, like, you know, moving on is completely normal and completely fine. It doesn't have to be as hard as we make it. Yeah. Anyways, that's pretty much what
so
it's about.
So I can purchase your book online.
Yes.
That is so cool.
Thanks.
And you're in third year university and you already have a book out?
Yeah, I did it during COVID. Like, I was writing it for 5 years. And then my mom's like, hey, just publish it already. Because I've always said, like, I want to publish my book. And she was kind of, like, on my ass about it. And she's like, just do it. Like, what are you waiting for? So mm-hmm. I had no excuse during COVID because I had so much time. So I finally put it out.
That process, we just had someone on talking about the creative field and that pressure of being in the creative field.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, so I know Rupi, she went through this part of her life where she put out her first book and then she had so much pressure to drop another book out. Now you, as a creative mind,
mm-hmm.
Do you feel like there's some sort of pressure on you now to deliver?
For sure. All the people who have, like, bought my book, mostly, like, my family and friends, they're always asking me, like, when's the second one coming out? And I'm like, I don't have time. Like, I don't know. Eventually.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely want to go in a different direction for that. Because my first one was all about, like, navigating through, like, love and heartbreak. And I want the next one to kind of be about, like, just, like, falling in love with yourself and, like, mm-hmm. the process of, like, self-love.
Yeah.
Because, like, I literally wrote love poems about people for, like, 5 years. And I'm like, no, like, it's my turn. Mm-hmm. I get some love poems now, you know? So
yeah. If you guys want the book, we're going to give away 3 books. Just comment anything. And we're going to give away 3 books to one of you guys. Because I'm so excited.
Oh,
and this
I'm
is so cool.
Too.
And it's so funny how I just went out and bought poetry books. Because I was just like,
it was meant
yeah.
to be.
I was just... I've been just calling
oh
people
God,
and just
so
reading
excited.
These poems out while they're about to go to bed and they fall asleep when
poetry
I got the call.
Poetry is like the most beautiful form of writing, I
yeah.
think. I'm biased, but like
does,
I love it.
Does poetry need a rhyme?
No, absolutely
Good.
Not.
Just setting it straight. Poetry does not need
it
to rhyme.
It just needs to make you feel something. Mm-hmm. I think that's what like classifies a poem.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I wanna. We're doing something new here, okay? We're doing something
so
new.
So excited.
The producer, the director, everyone's going crazy right now. Okay. Would you freestyle a poem for us right now?
Oh my God, it's too much pressure.
Is it too much pressure?
Yeah.
4 lines.
About like what?
I'll give you on my life story.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess.
You know why? The first time we ever met up in person, do you guys remember we were walking down the street and there was that girl typing?
Yep.
And she was just like, yeah, and she was just like, does poetry for people.
Oh my God, my friend sent me that on TikTok, and she's like, you should do this. I'm like, oh, I can't do that.
Oh, well, let's see if you can. Let's see, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you a very recent experience. Literally less than 24 hours this happened, okay?
Okay.
You can drop it. This is what happened. Oh my God, I don't know if I should be opening up about this. We both love each other, but I... hurt her too much.
Oh, no.
And I'm sorry about it. But hurt people hurt others.
Yeah, I agree.
And I recognize that. And now I feel like there is this void that I need to fill, but no one can fill it except for her. Yeah, I fucking love this girl, honestly.
Oh my God,
I'm
we'll
so
be with her.
I can't. She doesn't want to be. Okay, there you go. Take as much. Literally, we have all the time in the world.
Okay, my poems don't rhyme.
It doesn't matter. If you write this poem and you're like, you fucking hate it, I won't put it in. Like, 5 minutes has passed. Our fingers are cold. And Cass has written us a poem in my perspective. And I'm going to read it to you guys. Okay. Oh, no. What if I start crying?
Okay, let me read it.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do it. I saw the first line. I was like, oh, I can't do it.
Okay. Ready?
Yes.
My heart, soul, and body seem to belong to you. How can I even call myself mine when you consume me? What if you were the one, and what if I blew it? An insatiable desire for the part of me that's you. That's from his perspective.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Thank you.
Can you read it one more time, please?
Oh my God, no.
Please, one more time?
Okay, fine. My heart.
It's better when you say it, that's why. I know I would butcher it, that's why.
No, but it's okay. It's supposed to be like yours.
Okay, fine. I'll go. I'll give it a shot.
Good.
No, I'm going to start crying.
Okay. Okay. My heart, soul, and body seem to belong to you. How can I even call myself mine when you consume me? What if you were the one? And what if I blew it? An insatiable desire for the part of me that's you. Did that do justice to your situation?
That every line.
Oh, I'm glad.
Are you going to copyright that?
No, you can take it. It's yours.
Okay, good. I might start a book myself. That perfectly describes it.
I'm glad.
Perfectly. Do I have to pay you $10 now?
No.
Okay. I don't have any cash.
Absolutely
on
not.
Me. Cass?
Just buy my book.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we're going to buy it. Can you actually put your website down right here just in case?
Yeah.
I don't want to lose contact with you. We've done a lot of interviews. How much have we done? We've had a lot of strangers on this podcast. I think I don't want the others to watch and be like, hey, what the fuck? You're very memorable.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope to see you every Thursday afternoon.
I'll come visit.
So you can write another poem.
I walk
for
past
me.
You like every Thursday.
Okay,
so I'll come
see
say
you
hi.
On Thursday. Cass, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you guys so much. It was fun.
This was beautiful.
It was nice to meet you.
Nice meeting you. Sheridan, I'm speechless.
That was a really great interview episodes. Everyone that was on.
Everyone hit home.
You know what I found that was really interesting and like comforting for me, and I hope like the listeners too, was that everyone kind of has gone through very similar situations, either with like other relationships, like friendships, and like kind of similar processes. And it kind of, in that time when you're going through it, you feel really alone. But then when you talk to other people who are in that same situation or went through it, like, you weren't. Do you know what I mean? It kind of brings comfort. And, like, as someone who's past that point in my life, it's comfortable now. So I can imagine if anyone's a listener, like, hearing that and they're in it right now, that's, like, a really, I don't know. Like, I just found it really comforting.
I think it goes back to the reason we started this. And you worded it perfectly when I asked you to make this show description because I suck at English. You said, communal experiences we all go through in life.
Yeah.
And I think today is testament to that. Testament. Testament?
A testament.
A test.
A testament.
A testament to that. And I really want you guys to go and support Cass. We're going to put her information in the bio on the screen. We'll put it out on our social media as well. Because truly today, I have hope.
Yeah. I just feel really like, I just feel like I got like a warm hug from everyone.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like from like the creatives that were here too, because we're creative people, like I feel really creatively inspired, which is great to feel because you need that like push sometimes. And I think you feel that from the encouragement you get of not feeling alone in creative wise and just in life,
mm-hmm.
which
mm-hmm.
is great.
I think the lesson here today is, you know, you're going to go through toxic relationships and toxic stages in your life. But it's important to know and to understand that those stages aren't permanent.
Mm-hmm.
It will come to an end, those stages, and there is always going to be a brighter tomorrow. And with that, I'd like to say thank you for watching today. A roller coaster of an episode. I was not expecting it to go the way it did. And make sure that you follow us on social media. You guys know all the links. I'm not going to say it again because that's annoying. And like this video if you're watching on YouTube. And like this post if you're for some reason watching on Instagram. And just show support, guys, please.
Be our friends.
Be our friends.
Be strangers that become friends.
Be strangers, turning strangers
into friends.
Podcast with strangers. No, you gotta say the line. Podcast with strangers.
Turning strangers into friends.
Max, drop that for a second. Max, enter frame, please. Over
here. Our technical director.
Around to the center. Center stage over there.
He's a film kid. He doesn't know that.
Hey,
down more.
Down more? Okay. Oh. I'll just take a seat.
Sit. Guys, I want to really quickly introduce to you our technical director, Max von Schilling. Max?
Howdy.
Hi.
There you go. Howdy. All right. See you next week. Bye, guys.
Yeah.